Welcome to the Live Music Videography Podcast, your AAA backstage pass to the world of live music videography. This episode covers the great debate: should you work for free? This question has sparked heated debates within the creative community, so we're going to explore both sides of the argument. What are some good things about working for free and some things to watch out for? Plus, I'll let you know my opinion and some mistakes to avoid when it comes to working for free in the live music scene. And when it comes to free work, it's going to be very different if you're starting from scratch with nothing in your portfolio, or if you already have some experience as a videographer. If you're the latter and you're looking to transition into live music videography or photography, and you already have a portfolio, maybe you've carried out other types of videography work like weddings or real estate, or you're a content creator, or maybe you're a hobbyist and you have some solid stuff to show people. If this is the case, I would argue you don't really need to do any free work. However, you may choose to shoot one music event for free to help open up the door to other work. And that's because if everything in your portfolio is weddings, you might have a hard time landing a music videography job because you are competing against people who have loads of that type of stuff in their portfolio and they have that experience already. However, as this podcast is aimed at beginners, let's pretend you're at the start of your journey. I would argue free work is a must if you're starting out in videography from zero and you have no portfolio. Maybe you're still kind of learning how to use your camera and that sort of stuff. It's going to be almost impossible to approach venues and music artists and music events asking them for money to film when you have no example work. The good thing about offering to do some free work is that you get the chance to build your portfolio and gain experience. This will give you some example work that you can show to future promoters, artists, or venues to show them what you're capable of. And this is exactly what I did. I had just moved to Vancouver in 2021. I didn't know anyone there. I approached nightclubs, music venues, illegal raves, whatever was on at the time, which wasn't a lot with the pandemic happening. It was a weird time. Everyone was wearing masks and had to socially distance from other people in the clubs. It was really weird to film. I did not care if I got paid. I just wanted experience. I would do almost anything to shoot music events and I loved it. The thing about free work is nobody looking at your portfolio, approaching you for work, will know that you did that work for free. However, no one's going to pay you or take you seriously until you start putting yourself out there and you need work to put in your portfolio to land those future gigs. And once you start putting yourself out there, people in the industry have other friends in the industry. And once they start seeing the cool work that you're doing for one artist or one venue, it's going to attract more work. And that's when you hit them with your rate. And that's exactly how I started getting paid. So when it comes to landing that first gig, I would be inclined to first approach a friend who maybe plays in a band, or maybe a friend of a friend is a DJ and they're putting on a music event. Tell them the first job's on the house. And you don't feel so bad because you're doing a free job and you're helping out a friend. And half the time, if they're just starting out, they're not making much money or any money either. So even if they could pay you, they often can't. So again, you don't feel as bad doing a free job for them. And who knows, if you do them a favor and you shoot a free video, they're going to grow and so will you. And you might be part of their journey together, because we all have to start somewhere, right? If you don't know anyone personally, you can also approach smaller venues or smaller promoters, go through social media events, and see what's on in your area and start reaching out to people. The good thing about doing free work when you're starting out is that, you know, it removes any pressure because there's no pressure from their end of them having to pay you. And it also removes the pressure from your side, especially if you're still getting comfortable with your gear. It's the perfect time to learn without the pressure. And whatever you start charging afterwards is totally up to you. However, you'll have a way better idea of what to charge people because you know the time and the effort involved in creating that work. You know how many hours it takes now to do a job because you've already gone through that. The other good thing is you get a video or some sort of work that you can approach other clients or venues with, and in exchange, the venue or the artist gets a cool after movie, some video clips or photos that they can use, and it's a no-risk way for them to give you a go. The other cool thing about doing free work is that it can provide you with, you know, that creative freedom that paid projects don't tend to offer. You don't have the pressure of following a video brief. You usually have the opportunity to experiment with new techniques, new styles, different equipment. I call these types of jobs passion projects, and I occasionally still do them. And those are often the jobs I tend to enjoy the most because I really love to experiment. I often have people asking, how many jobs should you do for free? This is when it starts to get a little bit complicated. I would say any more than two jobs for free jobs for the same person, you're at that point then when you need to have a conversation with them. Tell them, hey, I've really enjoyed making the first couple of videos for you and that I would love to keep working with you. Let's discuss what might be a fair rate moving forward. I have made the mistake of doing too many gigs for free when I started out because once you start working for no pay, it becomes really challenging and it can be tough to suddenly negotiate prices for future projects because they're used to paying you nothing and you get stuck in a box that you create for yourself, which isn't ideal. Looking back in hindsight, my advice is to set expectations nice and early. Mention in your email or your comms to them that you're interested in doing a free video as a chance to see how you work together and that you plan on using that video to help promote yourself. And you're happy to discuss payment for future projects if we decide to continue working with each other. Now moving on to the cons of working for free. Many pros will argue that working for free devalues the entire industry. You know, they'll say by offering your services without compensation, you're undermining the hard work and expertise that goes into creating quality work. While I do agree with this, I also sympathize with people starting out. I know how competitive and challenging it can be to get into live music videography or photography, and I wouldn't have got to where I am without doing some free work. Like I said, you have to watch out for people that will take advantage of you. There's a lot of good people in the music industry. There's also the odd one that will take advantage of you. So you want to try and look out for that and avoid it. Another thing to look out for is unpaid work can lead to burnout and financial strain. While it might seem like a good opportunity to gain exposure, the reality is that exposure, it doesn't pay the bills, and you might start to resent it if you're putting in hours and hours of unpaid work. So wrapping up, should you work for free? The answer, as you can probably tell, it isn't black and white. It ultimately depends on your individual circumstances, your goals, your values. I strongly agree that it can be a great way to gain experience and to give you stuff for your portfolio that you can approach future clients with. The goal of any free work, if you choose to do it, should be to help you break into the industry. You want to make sure you're learning and you're growing and it's on your terms. And eventually you want to start getting paid with that. Remember that your time and your skills are valuable. It's okay. It's totally fine to say no to opportunities that don't respect that. Before accepting unpaid jobs, consider the potential benefits and drawbacks. If I'm ever offering to do free work, it's on my terms. However, if someone approaches me asking me to do work for free, maybe for exposure, depending on the job, I would probably tell them politely to get lost. That sounds really harsh, but at the end of the day, are the sound and lighting people working for free? Are the artist and security working for free? If they are getting paid, so should you. And if you do any free work, keep it to a minimum. Be sure to set expectations. You want to be careful that they don't start to view you as the videographer who does free work. Don't be that person. So something I have said to clients in the past is that, hey, I'm happy to work with whatever budget you have. And this removes the pressure for them to pay me a fee they hadn't budgeted, but it still puts a price on the work that I do. I still get something, and sometimes they end up offering me more than what I was anticipating, which is always nice. That wraps up this episode about free work. There is lots more exciting episodes to come. Check out livemusicvideography.com to submit your episode questions and subscribe to Live Music Videography on your favorite podcast platform.